praise to God and peace to all of you.
求主带领是我们今天的安息日聚会。
We ask God to guide our days of Sabbath service.
让我们在苦难的人生当中啊，能够在主里面享受真正的安息。
So that in a life that is often filled with trouble and suffering, that we can find true peace in the Lord.
今天早上我们来查考人生的劳苦跟盼望。
This morning, I'd like to discuss with you regarding labor and hope in life.
我们知道神本来创造世界把人类安住在伊甸园呢，本来是很幸福的生活。
We know that in the beginning, when God created humanity, He placed them in the Garden of Eden in a very happy state.
那是因为人犯了罪以后啊，所以劳苦、患难、死亡就临到人间。
But because of human sin,labor and sin and death came into life.
所以人生有很多的患难重担。
And therefore, our life is filled with many burdens and many trials.
雅各啊，他活到147岁。
Jacob was a man who lived over 100 years old.
当他130岁的时候啊，迁居到埃及地。
And when he was 130 years old, he moved to Egypt.
因为他的儿子约瑟啊，被哥哥把他卖掉以后，经过13年，然后在埃及当了当地的宰相。
His son Joseph had been sold into slavery by his brothers. And for many years became prime minister.
约瑟知道他的父亲还在。
When Joseph knew that his father was still alive.
所以他就特别啊派来一些车把他的父亲啊接到埃及来奉养他。
He sent chariots to bring him into Egypt so that he could support him in his old age.
当雅各到了埃及以后啊，约瑟就把他带去见法老王。
When Jacob arrived in Egypt, Joseph brought him to meet Pharaoh, the king.
法老王问他说，你今年几岁？
Pharaoh asked him, how old are you this year?
他说啊，我现在是130岁。
And Jacob said, I am 130 years old.
他说我一生的日子啊又短又苦。
But the days of my life have been short and filled with suffering.
在我们一般认为说啊能够活到130岁。
Now normally we might think that someone who could live to 130
对我们现在来讲啊是算长寿了。
This would be someone who had an extremely long life by our standards.
而且儿子能够在一个最强盛的埃及啊做宰相。
If someone could live that long and see his son become the prime minister of a mighty nation like
that, 他应该感到很幸福很安慰才对。
It seems that he would feel a great sense of comfort and being blessed.
没想到他在王的面前说，我一生的日子又短又苦。
But unexpectedly, Jacob says that the days of my life have been few and filled with suffering.
事实上我们看雅各的一生啊，真的是这样。
But when we look at the life of Jacob, this is really how his life was.
年轻的时候啊，为着家业啊，所以在旧旧的家20年。
When he was young, he had to make a living for 20 years in the home of his uncle.
替舅舅牧羊啊，说白日受尽干热，夜晚受尽寒霜。
And working as a shepherd for his uncle, he described how his life was filled with bitter, frosty nights.
And
blasting
hot days. 常常没有办法安心的睡觉。
And often he was not able to sleep.
后来为着儿女，为着产业啊，也真的受了很多很多的苦。
And later, for the sake of his children,And for the sake of his possessions, he suffered a lot more.
所以他说啊，我的一生啊，又短又苦。
And this is why he says to Pharaoh, the days of my life are few and evil.
不只是他啊，很多人啊，都觉得人生是苦难的人生。
But not just Jacob. There are many people, in fact, who have felt that life is full of suffering.
我们看诗篇的90篇。
Let's look at Psalm 90.
诗篇90篇。
Psalm 90.
第九节
，verse 9，
诗篇九十篇第九节
，Psalm 90 verse 9。
我们经过的日子都在你的震怒之下，我们度尽的年岁好像一生的叹息。第十节
，verse 10。
我们一生的年数是70岁，若是强壮可到80岁， 但是其中所经过的不是劳苦愁烦转眼成功，我们便如飞鸟而去，便如飞而去了。这是摩西啊，他在祷告神。
This is a prayer from Moses.
说人生实在很短。
And he said that life is really very short.
人生当中啊，充满着很多的劳苦愁烦。
And it is filled with toil and trouble.
最后的结果就是虚空。
And the final end is emptiness.
这是人离开了神以后的苦难的生活了。
And this describes a life in which one is departed from God and suffering.
人生是劳苦愁烦虚空。
Life is full of labor, it is full of suffering, and it is empty.
所罗门虽然做王啊。
Even though Solomon had been king,
神享尽了人生的荣华富贵，
and he enjoyed all the glory and honor anyone could have in the world.
但他在写传道书的时候，
but when he was writing Ecclesiastes,
他说我注意观察人生啊，
he said, I observed human life.
说其实人所经历的是极重的劳苦，
and he said that everything that human beings strive after is exceedingly vain.
人有时候遇到一些苦难，人没有办法靠自己的力量去胜过。
Because people encounter difficulties that they're unable to overcome themselves.
虽然人都盼望一个顺利啊、平安、满足的人生。
Even though everyone desires a life that is peaceful, that is smooth, and
that is
happy.
但是事实上啊，人生的苦难还有美中不足的事情啊，相当的多。
But in fact,even in the midst of good things, there are often things that leave us unsatisfied or lacking.
虽然人生是苦难的，
but even though human life is suffering,
但是我们一个信主的人呢，
but as believers in the Lord,
不会因为人生的苦难感到绝望。
We do not feel despair because of the suffering in life.
因为我们在主里面呢、啊，神给我们带来盼望。
Because in Christ, we have hope.
我们知道这个苦难是暂时的。
We know that these sufferings are only temporary.
因为神给我们一个美好的盼望。
Because God has granted us a wonderful hope.
所以当我们有盼望的时候啊，我们对苦难就不会觉得啊太辛苦了，就不值介意了。
When we have hope, then we do not feel that the sufferings are that great.
好像保罗说啊，这只不过是自战自清的劳苦。
And just as Paul said, these things are but a light, momentary affliction.
但是要为我们成就一个极重无比、永远的荣耀。
But working towards a glory that is weighty beyond measure.
所以这个苦难啊，跟我们将来要享受的福分啊，根本就算不得什么了。
So when compared to our inheritance one day in heaven, these sufferings are nothing.
所以如果在苦难当中没有盼望啊，
but if a person does not have hope in the midst of suffering,
这样的苦啊就真的很苦，很绝望。
The suffering can turn to despair.
但是苦难中如果有盼望，这个苦就不算苦了。
On the other hand, if we do have hope, even sufferings will not seem ultimately as much.
好像农夫啊，雅各书里面说，农夫很辛苦在耕种。
Just as James says, the farmer toils to plow his fields.
那知道说、啊，我辛苦了以后，将来有代价。
But he knows that the labor that I'm putting in will have their reward.
将来五谷收成了以后啊，我就可以享受这个劳苦的成果。
And in the future, when the harvest comes in, I will be able to enjoy fruits of my labor.
他看到未来的收成啊。所以他这个苦难呢、啊，他就能够忍受下来。
And so the farmer is able to look to the harvest to come, and so able to endure.
因为他看到未来的盼望。
Because the farmer has seen a hope for the future.
真的，我们人生当中有很多的苦。
But in fact, we do have many sufferings in life.
我们看耶伯记第七章。
Well, let's turn to Job chapter 7.
耶伯记七章。
Job chapter 7.
第四节到第六节。
Job chapter 7 verses 4 through 6.
耶伯记七章第四节。
7 verse 4.
我躺卧的时候便说，我什么时候起来，黑夜就要过去呢？我竟是反来覆去直到天亮。第五节。
Verse 5.
我的肉体以虫子和尘土为衣，我的皮肤才缩了口又重新破裂。第六节
，verse six，
我的日子比说更快，都要消耗在没有指望当中呢。这是耶伯谈到他在病痛当中的苦。
Here Job describes the sufferings that he had in his illness. Job had always been a man who revered God.
但是魔鬼就控告耶伯了。But
Satan accused Job before God.
魔鬼向神说啊，因为你把他保护得太好了，所以你就他就敬畏你。And
Satan said, because you have protected Job so much, and this is why he reveres you.
啊，神为着要证明说耶伯敬畏神啊，不是因为他很富足很平安。
God wanted to prove to Satan that Job did not revere him only because he was wealthy and living in peace.
所以他容许啊，撒旦来试探耶伯。
So God allowed Satan to go and test Job.
啊，所以撒旦把耶伯所有的财物都夺走。
So Satan then worked to rob Job of all of his
possessions. 啊，又让他全身啊生疮，非常的痛苦。
And also caused him to break out in boils all over his body.
然后整个晚上翻来覆去啊，就睡不着。And
so Job says here, all the night long, I toss and turn and have no sleep.
啊，真的晚上有时候睡不着啊，真的很辛苦哎。If
you've ever experienced insomnia, then you know that it is very difficult to take.
啊，年轻人比较不会觉得啊。
And so often, young people do not experience this as much.
因为躺下去就睡着了。Often
when they lie down, they simply.
啊，那到了一个年纪啊，有时候晚上睡不着。But
after a certain age, sometimes you may find that it's difficult to sleep at night.
啊，有的相当辛苦。And
this causes a great deal of anguish.
尤其生病当中啊，因为我们病痛啊，睡不着，那更辛苦。And
especially the type of when we're ill and suffering, that type of insomnia is really hard to take.
那全身啊，都长疮啊，所以流脓。
Job had broken out with boils all over his body.
他说住在那个灰尘当中，用瓦片来刮他的那个伤。
And they were oozing with pus, and so and then itching, and he would simply take broken pieces of pottery to scratch.
他说那个身体啊都是虫啊，还有尘土啊，好像衣服一样遮盖他。
And the worms and the dust and the dirt that caked his body were like garments.
啊，皮肤上的伤口啊，本来已经好了，突然间又破掉了，还快速流脓。
And often the wounds that had just begun to heal would burst forth again.
啊，所以在那个病痛当中啊，真的很辛苦。
And so Job was truly suffering in the midst of his ailment.
啊，讲起来我们现在的医学比较进步。
Now we can say that our own medicine nowadays is more advanced.
啊，但是事实上啊，还是有很多的病痛。
But in fact, we still suffer from a great deal
of diseases. 有时候生病的人自己本身很痛苦。
Often the person who is ill themselves are suffering.
啊，家人啊，更是着急。
But their family often is even more anxious about them.
啊，前天呢，董弟兄在见证说，像小时候生病的时候。
The other day, Brother John Dong was talking about how Sean was ill when he was young.
啊，这父母亲的真的很难过啊。And
as parents, we can imagine the kind of suffering and anguish that.
圣经里面也有记载，啊，有一个孩子生病啊，他妈妈很痛苦。
In the Bible, it also has a story of how a child was ill and how much suffering this brought to them.
当他来求主耶稣的时候说，主要你那个桌上啊掉下一个饼碎啊，啊，狗也可以吃了。And
the mother said, if even a crumb of your blessings falls to the ground, then even the dogs can eat from the crumb.
虽然被羞辱啊，但是他为着孩子的病能够得医治，他都忍受下来。And
even though this woman had been scorned, but she was still able to take it all in because of her concern.
啊，这是父母的心呐。And
this is the heart of the parents.
所以生病有时候自己苦。And
so oftentimes, if we're ill, then we ourselves may be suffering.
啊，整个家人呐跟着受苦。But
in fact, the whole family will suffer together.
那圣经里面说啊，主耶稣要担当我们的疾病，要背负我们的痛苦。But
the Bible says that Jesus will take upon himself our illnesses and our sufferings.
我们看马太福音第八章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 8.
马太福音第八章。
Matthew chapter 8.
16节。
Matthew chapter 8 verse 16.
八章16节。
Matthew 8 verse 16.
说到了晚上，有人带着许多被鬼附的来到耶稣的跟前，他主用一句话就把鬼都赶出去了。 并且治好了一切有病的人。17节
Verse 17.
这是要应验先知以赛亚的话说，他代替我们的软弱，担当我们的疾病。所以是在世上传道理的时候，
When the Lord was preaching in this world,
他看到很多病痛患难的人啊，就怜悯同情他们。
He saw and took compassion on many of who are suffering from illnesses.
所以借着大能来医治他们的疾病。
And heal them with his great power.
所以因为他要代替我们的软弱，要担当我们的疾病。
And as it was prophesied, he took our infirmities and bore our diseases.
所以当我们生病当中啊，我们要晓得靠主。
So in the midst of our illnesses, we need to remember to rely on God.
啊，当然不是说我们不可以找医生。
Of course, this does not mean that we should not go and see a doctor.
因为主耶稣说啊，有病的人啊，就是要医生。
Because Jesus himself also said, those who are sick have need of a doctor.
因为神借着医生有聪明智慧啊来治好我们的病。
Because God grants intelligence and wisdom by means of the doctors.
啊，但是我们不能够光靠医生。
But this does not mean that we should rely solely on medicine.
啊，因为人的能力毕竟有限。
Because human efforts still have their limitations.
所以我们要求神啊，让我们找到合适的医生，哎，借着神是给医生有聪明智慧，啊，能够治好我们的病。
So we need to seek after God so that He leads us to the doctor that can have the wisdom and intelligence to heal us of our diseases.
我们看到有的医生啊，虽然能力很高啊，但是有时候啊，因为不小心啊，医错病的也有啊。
Oftentimes we hear of doctors who, even though they're highly skilled, they still do something, perform something wrong on people that come to see them.
然后我们就求神啊，帮助医生啊，啊，让他能够对症下药，啊，能够让我们的病痛啊，能够得到啊好的医治。
So we also pray that when we go see a doctor, that they're able to correctly diagnose us and give us the correct treatment so that we can be healed.
啊，所以不是说信徒就不会生病。
Does not mean, however, that believers will not get ill.
啊，有的信徒还是会生病。
Still, believers will still.
啊，在生病当中啊，我们有神可以依靠。
But in the midst of our illness, we know that we have God to rely upon.
啊，主耶医治我们。
And God will heal us.
啊，所以在哥林多前书十章里面说啊。
And this is why it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
神让我们所遇到的啊，都是我们能够承受得住的。
God will only allow us to encounter those things that which we can bear.
啊，我们在受试炼的时候啊，我们祷告神，神也会为我们开出一条出路来。
If we are in the midst of temptation, we can pray to God and He will open up a way for us.
所以我们可以借着祷告告诉神。
So by means of our prayer, we can make our request
to God. 把我们的病痛患难啊，交在神的手里面。
And we can entrust all of our trials and all of our
illnesses to Him. 为我们开路。
And God will open up a way for us.
好。所以我们信神的人啊，我们也要学会靠神。
So those for since we believe in God, we also need to learn how to rely upon Him.
啊，当然我们人生啊，有时候都有一个最后一次。
Now, of course, we also have a last moment of our life.
因为我们人的一生啊，都是一定的年岁，神已经给你预定好了。
Since the days of our lives have already been apportioned by God.
啊，等到我们年纪大了，啊，主耶稣要召我们回天家。
So when we are advanced in years and the Lord wants.
有的人虽然也没有经过什么病痛。
Some, even without passing through significant diseases.
啊，但是有的人是在病痛当中啊，主耶稣接他回天家的。
While others return to the heavenly kingdom in the midst of their illness.
啊，但是因为我们有一个盼望啊，啊，所以我们不会在苦难当中不会绝望的。
But because we have hope, we will not be driven to despair.
好像以利沙先知在一生当中行了很多神迹。
The prophet Elisha performed many miracles in his lifetime.
但到最后啊，年纪大的时候啊，他自己也是生病啊，这样来离开世界。
But even at the end of his life, he grew ill and in this way died.
啊，但是在病痛当中啊，有盼望，不绝望的。
However, because he had hope in the midst of his illness,
我们再来看箴言十八章。
Let's turn to Proverbs 18.
箴言十八章。
Proverbs 18.
十四节。
Proverbs chapter 18, verse 14.
箴言十八章十四节。
Proverbs 18, verse 14.
说人有疾病啊，心能够忍耐；心灵忧伤啊，谁能够承担呢？好、哦，我们肉体的疾病啊，啊，生病当中有时候会我们可以忍受下来。
From this verse, we know that in the midst of physical ailments, we can still endure them.
但是心灵的忧伤啊，比肉体的疾病啊，更让人难以忍受。
But it tells us here that a broken spirit.Or sorrowful heart, it's even more difficult to bear.
因为心里的忧伤啊，我让人啊感到很绝望。
If we are full of sorrow, we may often be led to a sense of hopelessness.
那所以有一句话说啊，人的哀伤啊，莫大于啊，整个心就死掉了。
And so some people say that there's nothing greater, no greater tragedy than when a person.
因为有时候遇到生活当中的苦难呐、啊，我们的心灵上没有办法承受。
Sometimes when we meet various trials, we are not able to bear them.
所以有的人呐、啊，在这种环境之下、啊，就走上绝路。
And so some people despair completely in these situations.
现在人的一个啊，心灵上的疾病啊，就是忧郁症啊，现在很多。
Nowadays, there are many people who suffer from depression.
啊、因为生活上的压力
And this may often be due to the pressures of daily living、
啊、让他的心灵上没有办法承受得住、
that cause their hearts to be unable to take these pressures、
啊、所以有时候感到很痛苦很绝望
So some people often suffer greatly and feel a sense of despair、
啊、但是我们信主的人、啊啊、因为主的爱会充满我们的心、啊啊、要带给我们喜乐的生活
But as believers, the love of God fills our hearts and gives us hope.
说一个信主的人好像婴孩在妈妈的怀抱里面啊，觉得很安稳。
And a believer can feel as safe as an infant in the bosom of his mother.
所以耶稣说啊，你们在世上有苦难，但是在我里面可以得到平安。
And so Jesus said, in this world you have sufferings, but in me you have peace.
啊，我赐给你们的平安跟一般人了解的平安是不一样的。
And the peace that I give to you is different from any peace you can obtain in the world.
一般人啊，身体健康啊，事业顺利。啊、他就觉得有平安有喜乐
Most people think that it's enough to have a good job and a healthy body
当然遇到了一些困难、啊、他们就承受不住了、啊、就失掉了平安
But at the first sign of suffering they're often unable to take it and begin to despair、
啊、但是我们信主的人、啊、不管环境怎么变化
But as for those of us who are believers regardless of how our environment changes
说主耶稣的平安、啊、都会在我们心中做主
We know that the peace of God continues to reign in our hearts.
让我们有喜乐有满足能够胜过各样不如意的环境。
We can have the joy and contentment to overcome any situation.
我们看罗马书第五章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 5.
罗马书五章。
Romans chapter 5.
从第一节到第五节。
Romans chapter 5 from verse 1 to verse 5.
罗马书五章第一节。我们既因为信得到称义。就借着我们的主耶稣基督跟神和好。第二节
，verse two，
我们又借着他因为信得进入现在所站的恩典当中啊，并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。第三节
，verse three，
说不但如此，就是患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望。第五节
，verse four and five，
盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们的心里。保罗在这里讲到说，我们因为信啊，可以让我们在神面前得到称义，就是我们的罪过，主耶稣都帮我们赦免了。
Here we're told that we are justified, meaning that our sins are forgiven through our belief.
啊，所以我们建立跟神之间呐、啊。非常和睦的关系。
And so then we can set up a very good and intimate relationship with God.
啊，能够跟神和好，享受从神来的平安喜乐。
We can be reconciled to God and enjoy the peace and joy that come from Him.
所以神把各样的福分呐、啊，白白是给你。
And because of this, God freely grants us all kinds of blessings.
所以我们在神的恩典当中啊，就能够欢欢喜喜的 来享受神的救恩。
And so in His grace, we can joyfully enjoy the blessings of His salvation.
所以不只是平安顺利的环境之下，我们能够过着喜乐平安的生活。
So we don't just have this joy and peace in the midst of smooth sailing.
就是有时候遇到患难也是一样。
But the same holds even when we are in the midst of trials.
因为困难的环境有时候是来磨练我们，让我们更加完全。
Because difficult conditions often serve to spur us on to even greater
perfection. 困难的环境当中啊，有神可以靠，所以我们没有那个忍受不住的困难。
And even in a difficult situation, we have God to rely on, and so we will not despair.
在患难当中，神会为你开出一条出路来，让你还是有盼望。
In the midst of trials, you have to understand that God will open up a way for you, and so you will always have hope.
同时神的灵跟我们同在啊，带给我们喜乐。
The same way God's Spirit is with us and gives us joy.
因为神会把他丰盛的爱借着圣灵浇灌在我们心里面。
As God pours out His abundant love in us through His Spirit.
所以无论任何的环境啊，我们不要忘记祷告，常常祷告，圣灵充满。我们就有喜乐的生活。
So regardless of what the conditions are like, let us not forget to pray and be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们就能够有属灵的平安啊，那个胜过各样的患难。我们心中的忧愁烦恼啊，会好像风一样啊，好像那个云一样啊，被风把它吹散掉。
We'll have the spiritual joy to go through any situation, and sufferings will disperse like clouds in the wind.
让我们有一个光明喜乐的生活。
And this will allow us to have a life that is bright and full of joy.
所以心灵的苦难呢，也能够靠主帮助啊，来把它消除掉，重新让我们带来喜乐。
Even the sufferings that are internal.Can be taken care of by God, and we can regain His joy.
有的人讲说啊，这个贫穷也是一种苦。
Some people say that poverty is also a kind of suffering.
我们看箴言的十九章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 19.
第七节。
Proverbs 19 verse 7.
箴言十九章第七节。
Proverbs 19 verse 7.
十九章第七节。
19 verse 7.
贫穷的人呢，弟兄都恨他。何况他的朋友更远离他，他用言理追随，他们却阻拦。好，这里讲到说啊，贫穷也是一种苦。
Here it describes the kind of suffering that comes with poverty.
所以人怕贫穷。
And this is why many people fear being poor.
因为你贫穷当中啊，生活很艰难。
Because poverty brings all kinds of difficulties for life.
生活当中啊，每天所需用的，因为都得不到。
And you may be lacking in the things that you need for your daily life.
做母亲的苦啊，儿女更跟着受苦。
And in a life of poverty, the parents suffer, the children do as well.
有时候贫穷当中啊，你需要得到一些帮助。
But often in poverty, we may need some help.
说连弟兄啊，都不愿意跟这些啊贫穷的兄弟啊在一起。
But it says here that even the brothers of the poor man refused to be with him.
所以当一个人富足的时候，很多人都想跟他交朋友。
When a person is wealthy, it seems that everyone wants to be their friend.
但是当你贫穷的时候，说一些亲密的朋友就一个一个就离开了。
But when one is poor, then even their closest friends begin to leave.
虽然想尽办法要追随他们，说每一个人都远离他。
And it says here that even though the poor man seeks with various means to call out to them, everyone is distanced from him.
所以贫穷也是一种苦。
So we can say that being poor is also a form of suffering.
但是我们知道啊，赏赐万物给神，给人的是神。
But we know that the one who gives all things to man is God.
箴言里面说啊，神会让人富足，但是不加上忧虑的。
In Proverbs it says that God can cause a man to become wealthy, but also to not worry about that wealth.
主耶稣也说啊，你们不必为生活忧虑。
The Lord Jesus also said you do not need to worry about your daily living.
他说啊，你们主要先求神的国，神的义。
As long as you first seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
你生活当中所需要的，神会看顾，神会赏赐。
All the things that you need for your daily life will be given to you by God.
所以大卫啊，年轻的时候在牧羊。
When David was young, he was a shepherd.
他体会到说，那些羊啊，因为有好的牧者来照顾。
And he saw how the lambs can prosper because of a good shepherd.
作为牧羊人啊, 他会把羊带到青草地的地方, 让他有丰盛的草原, 在那吃得饱足。
He saw how a good shepherd would lead the lambs to the waters and to the green grasses to be fed.
牧者会把他带到那个有水的地方啊, 吃完草了, 就喝水。
And how they would take them to feed on the pastures and then to drink by the springs.
躺在那个青草地上啊, 在那边安歇。
And to rest tranquilly upon the green grass.
所以这个诗篇23篇啊, 大卫从这个牧羊当中啊, 体会到说, 神就是一个好的牧羊人。
And so in Psalm 23, David describes what a good shepherd God is from his own experience as a shepherd.
所以有神在牧羊在看顾我们啊, 我们的生活不会有缺乏的。
With God watching over us and shepherding us, our lives will never be lacking.
他好像牧羊人一样, 把我们带到那个青草地溪水边。
God is like the shepherd who leads us to the green pastures and to the cool waters.
虽然有时候我们也会遇到好像那个死荫的幽谷。
Even though sometimes we may walk through the valley of the shadow.
但是我们不怕, 因为这个牧羊者用他的竿, 用他的杖来引导我们, 保护我们。
We will not fear because God's rod and his staff protect us.
所以在我们的一生一世当中啊, 有主同在啊, 让我们福杯能够得到满意。
So our cup will overflow as we go through this journey all our lives long.
所以信靠主的人啊, 不注意缺乏。
And therefore, those who rely on the Lord shall never be in lack.
我们看诗篇的34篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 34.
诗篇34篇。
Psalm 34.
第八节。
Verse 8.
诗篇34篇第八节。
Psalm 34, verse 8.
说你们要尝尝主恩的滋味, 便知道他是美善。 得告他的人有福啦。第九节。
Verse 9.
神的圣名啊, 你们当敬畏他, 因为敬畏他的一无所缺。 第十节。
Verse 10.
少壮狮子还缺食忍饿, 但寻求主的什么好处都不缺啊。 这里讲到说我们可以去尝尝主恩的滋味。
It tells us here that we may taste and see the taste of the Lord.
我们到餐厅去用餐啊, 我们都会去尝, 哇, 哪一道菜, 做得很好。
If you go to a restaurant, you may often taste all kinds of dishes to see which one you like.
啊, 有时候我们觉得说, 哎, 这一家餐厅的那个菜做得很好, 我们有时候就会跟我们的亲人啊, 朋友, 跟他介绍说, 哇, 哪一家很好。
If you like the food that a certain restaurant serves, you may then bring your family or your friends to eat with you.
因为我们尝到那个美味啊, 就很喜欢啊, 跟朋友分享。
And so when we taste something that's delicious, we love it, and we also hope that our friends can taste it.
说你也可以尝尝主恩典的滋味。
But it says here that we can taste the taste of the Lord.
我们信靠神的人啊, 哇, 真的, 神的看顾无微不至啊, 让我们, 能够生活安定, 享受主里面的喜乐跟平安。
So when we taste God's all-encompassing care, and the love, the joy and the peace that we have within him.
So, 投靠神的人实在太有福气了。
We know that those who rely on God are the most blessed
of all. 因为敬畏神啊, 神看顾我们的生活, 让我们一无所缺。
Because as long as we revere him, God will take care of us and make sure that our daily lives are wanting in nothing.
所以保罗说啊, 我无论做什么事情, 就是为着福音的缘故。
So Paul said, whatever I do it for the sake of the gospel.
为着让人啊, 一起来享受福音的好处。
So that everyone can come and share in the bounty of the gospel with me.
因为当他信主了以后, 他觉得说在主里面的那一种喜乐满足。
Because after he came to believe, he felt that the joy of the Lord.
所以他一直想说啊, 怎样把这个, 所得到的恩典能够跟他的亲族骨肉啊, 来分享。
And all he thought about was how to share this blessing with his kinsmen and his people.
啊, 所以我们得靠主的人啊, 真的是非常有福气的。
So those of us who rely on God are blessed indeed.
啊, 因为神要让我们啊, 脱离贫穷的生活啊, 让我们生活当中啊, 能够得到富足。
Because God will deliver us from poverty and allow us to prosper in life.
我们看路加福音的第四章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 4.
十八节。
Luke chapter 4 verse 18.
路加福音四章十八节。
Luke chapter 4 verse 18.
四章十八节。
4 verse 18.
主的灵在我身上, 因为他用膏膏我, 叫我传福音给贫穷人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压住的得自由，报告神悦纳人的喜年。这是在传道里的书啊，他一开始进到那个拿撒勒人的拿撒勒的会堂。
When Jesus began his ministry, one of his stops was in a synagogue in Nazareth.
啊，有一个执事啊，就把圣经啊拿给他。
So one of the workers there brought him brought him a copy of the scriptures.
啊，古时候他们那个圣经跟我们现在不太一样。
In those days, the Bible was in a different format than ours.
啊，他们是一卷一卷啊，用刀刻在那个牛皮上。
So each book
羊皮上面
was in its own scroll in words that were carved on sheepskin.
哦，啊，所以都一卷一卷这样啊，然后把它拿开。
And so they would take out scroll by scroll.
他说呢，刚好读到那个以赛亚书里面。
And so it happened that Jesus turned to or rolled.
啊，就是预言啊，主耶稣来到世界呀，啊，来带给我们福气。
To a passage in Isaiah in which it prophesies how the Lord will bring us.
说要把那个福音啊传给贫穷人。
How the good news would be preached to the poor.
他说要让贫穷人呐在信上富足。
And so it says here that the poor would then be filled up within.
那我们信主的人啊，我们生活上啊，神会看顾我们，让我们生活安定啊，没有缺乏。
So we know that as believers, God will look out for our daily life so that we do not lack.
啊，当然不是说叫我们不做工啦。
This does not mean, however, that we should not work.
有的人误会说，你们主要信耶稣就好了，你祷告就好了，天上就会掉饼干给你。
Some people seem to believe that as long as you believe and pray, then food will seem to fall down from heaven to you.
其实勤劳工作是我们的本分。
But in fact, to work hard is simply our allotted portion.
啊，神给我们有机会啊，有工作啊，我们生活就能够安定。
Because God gives us the opportunity and the work to make our lives stable.
啊，所以圣经里面说啊，诸般的殷勤呐，都是有益处的。
And so the Bible says, hard work in all manner is good for you.
所以我们要尽本分，劳力做正经事。
And so we need to do our best and to fulfill our duties.
啊，我们生活上就能够得到有余，还可以去帮助别人。
If we do this, then our lives will be prosperous to the point where we can go and help others.
啊，除了这个物质上的赏赐以外啊，另外一个就是灵性上让我们得到满足。
But not just in a physical sense, we also receive a contentment from God spiritually.
因为属灵的恩典呢，常常充满在我们的心，啊，让我们能够有一个满足喜乐的生活。
Because spiritual grace constantly fills our heart, then we can have peace and joy in our life.
啊，所以贫穷当中啊，啊，神会看顾我们的生活。
And so even in the midst of poverty, God will continue to watch over our.
啊，在圣经里面有很多例子，我们在生活当中啊，我们自己也可以去尝试去体会它。
Not only are there many examples in the Bible, but we can also experience these things in our life.
啊，另外一个就是罪担的苦啊，啊，能够让我们脱离。
Another aspect is that God can deliver us from the burden of sin.
我们看罗马书第七章。
Let us turn to Romans chapter 7.
二十四节。
Romans 7 verse 24.
我们从十八节开始看。
We can begin from verse 18.
罗马书七章十八节。
7 verse 18.
我也知道在我里头，就是肉体之中没有良善。因为立柱为善由得我，主是行出来由不得我。十九节
，verse 19。
故此，我所愿立的善，我反不做；我所不愿立的恶，我倒去做。二十节
，verse 20。
若我去做所不愿立做的，就不是我做的，乃是住在我里面的罪做的。二十一节
，21。
我觉得有个律。就是我愿意为善的时候便有恶与我同在，因为按着我里面的意思，我是喜欢神的律，但是觉得肢体中另外有一个律和我心中的律交战，把我掳去，叫我服从那肢体犯罪的律。我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？保罗在这里讲到说啊，人有良心啊，所以知道善恶。
Verse 18 to 24, Paul says we have a conscience, so we know the difference between right and wrong.
他说一般人啊, 都是不愿意行恶, 喜欢行善。
Most people are not willing to do what is right, but delight in doing that which is wrong.
那心灵愿意啊, 但是我们肉体软弱。
Or other times, our hearts are willing, but our flesh is weak.
所以想要行善, 有时候行不出来。
So we may want to do something good, but are unable to do it.
有时候一些不好的事情啊, 不想去做啊。 但是又没有办法去禁止它。
We may want to avoid doing something that is evil, but be powerless to do so.
比如说我们都是爱我们的家人。
For example, all of us love our family.
我们都希望我们的家人啊, 大家也能够和睦啊, 快乐地相处。
We all hope that our families can be filled with harmony and with love.
但是有时候啊, 我们的脾气就控制不了。
But oftentimes we are unable to control our
虽然爱我们的家人啊, 但是有时候脾气一来啊, 有时候讲了一些啊, 彼此伤害的话。
So even though you love your families, when that temper rises, you may be unable to control your speech.
事后啊, 我们就感到很后悔。
And afterwards you may feel very
sorry. 有时候我们的家人就受伤害了。
Because you have hurt someone in your family.
这个不是我们的本意。
This is not our original intention.
但是我们却没有办法完全地改掉。
But we cannot control ourselves and change.
所以有时候我们常常在软弱当中啊, 感到很苦楚。
And so often in the midst of our weakness, we suffer.
那保罗在这里讲到说, 感谢神啊, 我现在靠神帮助啊, 我就能够胜过了。
But Paul says here, praise God, by relying on him, I can triumph.
因为是圣灵, 我们看八章啊,
And let's look at chapter
8,
verse
2. 罗马书八章第二节。因为是圣灵生命圣灵的律在耶稣基督里面释放了我使我能够脱离罪跟死的律了。那个不好的行为就是一种权势会来捆住我们。
So this kind of evil conduct is like a dominating force.
所以让我们没有力量去胜过它。
And it causes us to be powerless.
现在主耶稣啊, 要帮助我们来胜过。
But now the Lord promises to give us the power to overcome.
所以呢，是圣灵给我们带来力量。
And so he's given us the spirit to give us strength.
让我们很自然可以把神的道, 把它行出来。
So that very naturally we can begin to walk in his way.
让我们有一种属灵的力量啊, 来克制胜过那个肉体当中啊, 不好的情欲。
And to have the spiritual power to overcome our fleshly passions.
所以啊, 信主来以后啊, 靠主的帮助啊, 我们能够从那个 不好的行为啊, 罪的重担当中啊, 得到解救, 得到脱离。
So, believing in God and relying on Him means deliverance from the burdens of sin.
所以耶稣说啊, 你们要顺服真理, 真理就能够让你得自由。
And therefore Jesus said, submit to the truth, and the truth will set you free.
啊, 能够领受圣灵啊, 圣灵就带给我们力量, 啊, 能够 胜过情欲, 把神的, 结出圣灵的各样美好的果子。
If we rely on God, He will grant us the Holy Spirit, and we can bear the fruits of the Spirit.
所以神的灵要帮助我们行道理。
And the Holy Spirit will help us to walk.
让我们脱离罪的重担。
And we can escape for the burdens of sin.
我们就有一个平安喜乐的生活。
And enjoy a life of peace.
最后的就是胜过地狱的苦。
Finally, God can deliver us from the sufferings of hell.
那圣经里面主耶稣谈到说啊, 犯罪的人将来要受地狱的刑罚。
In the Bible, we read how those who have sinned will one day be judged and will enter into.
说那个地方是从不死火不灭的地方。
It is a place where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched.
我们知道说啊, 如果世界上没有审判的话, 有时候很不公义。
We know that if there was no judgment, the world is often filled with injustice.
比如说一个国家里面没有政府的话, 示威散落就不免。
Just as in a country, if there is no government, there's no distinction between right and wrong.
善的人啊, 就失到保障, 啊, 恶人横行。
In this kind of situation, the right have lost all protection, and the evil continue to prosper.
啊, 当然这个宇宙当中, 因为有神, 啊, 神是公义的神。
But because in the universe there is a God, and God is a just God,
他能够赏善罚恶。
He is able to reward the good and punish the evil.
所以人类到最后啊, 也有一个神公义的审判。
And so at the end of humanity, there will be a judgment.
说恒心行善的人, 神说永生啊, 来报答给他们。
God will reward with eternal life those who have done good consistently.
行恶犯罪的人啊, 将来就是困苦患难, 永远的刑罚, 报应他们。
Those who have done evil, will be rewarded in their turn, with eternal suffering.
感谢主啊，我们借着信主，我们脱离了罪的刑罚。
But we praise God that because of our belief in God, we have escaped, from the punishment of
sin. 我们能够脱离诸般的凶恶。
We're able to escape from all manner of evil.
还能够进到永远的神的国度里面。
And enter into God's eternal kingdom.
所以天国是一个永远快乐啊，没有忧伤痛苦的地方。
And heaven then is a realm in which there is eternal joy and there is no suffering.
所以靠着主的救恩啊，我们能够脱离这个地狱的永远的苦。
And so we can escape, the eternal torment of hell, by relying on Him.
所以人生虽然会面对很多很多的苦。
So even though we may face, myriad sufferings in life.
但是感谢主啊，我们在主里面有真正的平安，有真正活泼的盼望。
We praise God that in Him we have true peace and a real hope.
让我们能够常常处所在神的爱中。
And I hope that we can all continue, to live in the love of God.
来忍耐等候将来那个极重无比永远的荣耀。
And so endure and one day be able to receive this eternal glory beyond
measure. 愿主的恩啊常常跟你们同在。
And may the grace of God be with us always.
我们来唱诗332首。
Let's sing hymn 332.
332.
332.